This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the big celebration, the 4th of July, long weekend for a lot of people. It's probably already started. Maybe some of you are already just kicking back and listening to this show. Cool. Welcome, Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us. Whether you're a first timer or you've been here a very, very long time, we appreciate all of you on our great affiliates. And where you're listening, you may be headed off to one of the shows. Sometimes in the smaller towns, they have the best fireworks shows. Number one, you can actually see it. It was like when I was a kid, we used to go to Cooper River, and it was in South Jersey. It was the best. Yes, lots of people trampled across the grass, but you could always find a seat and look up and see the eye candy instead of going into Philadelphia or New York where there were thousands of people. I hope you find somewhere where you can watch fireworks live, but if not, you always got them on the tube. It's going to be a wild couple of days for travel. We know that. It's going to be chaotic. It is the worst weekend to travel. First of all, you've got 1,000 Delta pilots who are picketing at airports. You've had 75,000 American airline passengers who've had flights canceled in the past 48 hours. 42 million people are going to be on the roads, according to AAA. So all those numbers I just mixed up and threw out there, it means, yeah, lots of people are going to be jamming because they want to get to the place where they're headed. Maybe it's to a cabin in the woods. Maybe it is to gather with friends. Or maybe it's just to take a little bit of a vacation a couple of states over. But either way, be careful out there because it's going to be testing your patience, I have a feeling. I've been in some of those crowds on 4th of July weekends on both sides of that, and it gets it does get a little chaotic, absolutely. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to talk to Lamar and Jason. You'll find out who they are about cooking. One is a chef that you'll be very familiar with. And what do you do if beef prices are higher? How can you combat that so you can still be out there on the grills? Perfect time to talk about that for sure. And you had many opinions about a lot of things that are happening, including September 6th and this, not September 6th, January 6th. And what's happening with the committee, and will it really lead to anything? And then also, is it going to be DeSantis? Is it going to be Trump? Or is it going to be someone else for the Republicans? A lot of people are talking about who are the Republicans going to put up against I don't know, Joe Biden or someone else from the Democratic Party. And see, we are still a couple of years away from that. But in this country, when you run for president, the highest office in the land, you got to have a war chest and you got to be running and thinking about it at least a couple years in advance. Now, one of the biggest things on the day, I'll call it water cooler buzz, right? The things that we're talking about in my neck of the woods and yours. Yes, food prices. Yes, inflation. Yes, yes, yes. That's every day of my life I hear that from someone. Walking the dog today, someone said something to me about it. Gonna have a barbecue? Yeah. Oh, killing me with those prices. I had to cut off the amount of people that were coming to my party. Someone just said that to me. Someone I didn't know. Somebody who was just having a conversation as I was walking down the street with Guinness. So it just shows you that that's on people's minds. The other thing I think that's really interesting that's going to be talked about probably a little bit more as the repercussions of what does that mean really kind of start to sink in for people is what's going on with the environment, meaning the climate change agenda. One of the promises of the Biden administration for Democrats to get the vote of the party and to be able to appease the more liberal side of the party was to get involved in cutting carbon emissions and to make promises about, you know, when this was going to happen. And that was one of the things that absolutely this president ran on. Because like I said, remember, what are you running on? The war chest, blah, blah, blah. So the Supreme Court now limits the EPA's power to combat climate change. That puts off what the president's goal was of running the power grid on clean energy. Remember that big promise? Clean energy by 2034. So what the ruling was, 6-3, with Chief Justice John Roberts Jr. writing for the court's majority, it reinforced an emerging view from lots of conservatives that too much power is vested in the executive branch agencies that act without authority from Congress, right? And this has to do with capping carbon dioxide emissions, and that's what Roberts wrote. Capping carbon dioxide emissions at a level that will force a nationwide transition away from the use of coal to generate electricity may be a sensible solution to the crisis of the day, but it is not plausible that Congress gave the EPA the authority to adopt on its own such a regulatory scheme. So reining them in, basically, and saying, no, right, you can't do this. So looking on what Gorsuch wrote separately, he said, when Congress seems slow to solve problems, it may be only natural that those in the executive branch might seek to take matters into their own hands. But the Constitution does not authorize agencies to use pen and phone regulations as substitutes for laws passed by the people's representatives. Right? The other side of this is Justice Elena Kagan wrote, the court appoints itself instead of Congress or the expert agency, the decision maker on climate policy. I cannot think of many things more frightening, right? Talking about, and her opinion was all about what she was calling the calamity ahead. Higher seas, fiercer wildfires.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000. cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
What's up, my mailbag? Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, 24/7. That's a great way to hit up the show, that's for sure. Got this one from Warren, who says, "Hey Kate, I listen to the show, love it, new fan. My wife was a listener, she's been a listener for a long time, said she also heard you doing sports on NBC, I think, which was very cool, and then we looked more into your background and actually bought that book, Deal Your Own Destiny. But this isn't about sports, although I thought your book was great. It's about what is happening fireworks-wise. There are going to be big shows in some pretty big places, but there's also some people are feeling the pinch because of the supply chain. I'm sure you're not shocked by that. Well, normally, they would be plentiful. There are lots of spots that are not doing the fireworks thing, and it's not because of the potential of wildfires, because we certainly have seen that in the past. It is because of a lack of fireworks. So it's that pandemic pinch that we're still feeling. I know you've talked about it in so many other areas of our lives, and I think that's probably going to continue through at least another cycle. Yeah, you know what is interesting, and thanks for that, by the way, Warren. I'm glad your wife pointed you in the direction of the show. So, and because I'm kind of in a new spot, but normally you see giant fireworks stands where they're selling fireworks, and I have seen a few, but not as many as normal. So these shipments, some of them, a lot of them, especially the big-time fireworks, would be coming, I'm sure, from China. And so the demand for fireworks would probably be pretty high because of being out of the pandemic. So lots of small places have phenomenal shows. So a lot of different counties, a lot of different cities want their normal Independence Day celebrations because the coronavirus killed all that. And the supply chain issues are still, putting a crimp in some of those areas, just depending on can they turn it around quick enough. And then we're talking about bigger displays and bigger fireworks versus you run into the stand and grabbing some smaller fireworks, you know, the rockets you're setting off, that kind of thing. And maybe some of those aren't up because also they don't have enough people to work the stand. It's interesting because I've just read a big story on this. The annual revenue for the fireworks industry has been about $300 million in the past decade. But 2020 was way down, and this was because of the pandemic. You know, there's an association for everything. If you don't believe me, just think of something and put in whatever search engine you use, blah, 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 association. There is an American Pyrotechnics Association, and in the past decade, it's been that high, you know, the $300 million. But they said their totals that they got in 2020, $93 million. Yeah, so, wow, so many companies would have no business. They would be losing so much revenue. I mean, that's a seasonal job. And think about what would be required when you're handling and transporting explosives and then waiting for shipments from China, and the charging fees for the shipments have gone up by 500%. So not cheap to put these shows together. But trust me, they're out there. There's still going to be a lot of fireworks shows. I know in the Tampa St. Pete area, there's at least 6 or 7. So, yeah, are they going to be as big? I don't know. I can't answer that question. Larry says, Kate, what are they thinking in Washington? I know you've talked about coal. I think you said your father grew up in a coal mining town. And, look, I get it. I'm not against trying to do things to help the environment, but for God's sake, don't crush the environment. I have to agree with what happened with the Supreme Court ruling, and I say that because there is a limit to how much executive power you can give to the branch versus, hey, how about our representation having votes on big changes in our lives? Think about the jobs in the coal industry, but also think about the production of electricity. For goodness sake, we're talking about the grid being crippled by heat and by snow in Texas, all those people that died, and possibly having a hack that could shut down a grid. Can you imagine if you didn't have electricity in these triple digits in Texas? Look at those poor people that were smuggled across the border illegally into this country and died. And most of it was because they were stuffed in an incredibly hot truck with those hot temperatures. So not producing, and I know that's a stretch on that one, but not producing enough coal just doesn't make any sense to me. And just assuming, let's plop a date on it, and you know how slow people are to transition anyway, is the dumb part of it. So I think the ruling was good, and you understand about too much regulation. There's a need for some regulation, but there has to be some compromise in the middle, and this was nothing about compromise. Yeah, I thought that it was arbitrary, the date, too. And I also agree with the too much regulation. That's why a lot of small business owners or even medium business, even big businesses, leaving California because they are wrapped in red tape around their heads because the government there reacting and acting to certain things, and they've made it ridiculous for people, even people who want to do things like solar power. For goodness sake, Bill Maher talks about that all the time. He just wanted a couple of solar panels on a shed, basically, and it took forever for them to approve it, get a permit for it, all that other nonsense. And I'm going on to a rabbit hole, but it is a blow to the Biden agenda, and it's this, the whole idea of the Clean Air Act that was written decades ago is, you know, it's not applicable now with this ruling. At least one aspect of it isn't. All right, let's move on to Max. Max says, "Hey, Kate, I'm listening to you in New Orleans. I know that you're a big fan of our fine city, and a lot of people come down to New Orleans in the summertime, and certainly 4th of July is very big here, as in so many other places, and we will definitely be hosting the best we can. But people like to drive to New Orleans, not that people don't fly in, and I can only imagine how the gas prices are hitting them when you're paying $5 maybe, or close to $5 to fill up, even though it's dropped down a little bit. I guess the people that drive the small cars that get a lot of miles per gallon are the ones that are smiling right now, and the rest of us suckers in the bigger trucks and SUVs are bearing the brunt of the high prices." Well, you nailed it, my friend. You did. So how much gas you get, you know, how much money your money stretches depends on all kinds of things. It depends on the taxes in that area. It depends on your ride, what you're driving, of course, and a few other factors. You know, it's weird when you think about this. A gallon, how much gas cost last summer for a gallon was just under $7. Cost of gasoline, this is average. In France, $8.11. See, I tricked you. $7, or just under $7 in France. Yikes. That's not good, right? On the other end of the spectrum, I have a friend, Pilar Ortiz. She's a speaker, and she goes to her home. She's an American citizen, but she goes to her home of Colombia a lot. And the cost of gasoline there is, they just had a big comparison thing in the Washington Post, is $2.17 a gallon, right? But that government's in debt, so pretty soon they're going to feel the increase. And here in the United States, we're paying close to $5 or $6. If you're in California, people are listening to us on one of our great affiliates, KCAA. I know, I feel you. In Riverside, you are paying much more. And again, it depends on what you're driving. All right, once again, you can fill up our mailbag for free 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The search for a person of interest in a shooting on the 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, continues. Police Chief Lou Jogman.
His name is Robert Bobby E. Crimo, C-R-I-M-O III.
He is 22 years of age.
Police believe he's driving a silver Honda Fit with Illinois plates. Jogman says local, state, and federal law enforcement are working to locate Cremo. At least 6 people are dead and at least 30 people were wounded in the attack. Those at the parade described the chaos that ensued. This woman spoke to WLS-TV.
I remember seeing people's faces. They were kind of confused because they didn't know if it was, like, you know, part of the show or whatnot. Like, it was just crazy, and I just remember hearing people screaming and running.
Authorities have not released any details on the victims. This is USA Radio News. A shooting happened early Monday morning in Sacramento as people were leaving a downtown nightclub. One person was killed, 31-year-old Gregory Grimes, who once played football for Boise State. 4 others were wounded. A motive in the shooting is not known, and information as to what happened is limited. U.S. officials have concluded that Al Jazeera journalist Shirlene Abu Akleh was likely killed last May from gunfire from Israeli positions, but adds that her shooting was not intentional. A spokesman for the State Department says a detailed forensic analysis was conducted by independent third-party examiners. He adds that the bullet was so badly damaged that it prevented a clear conclusion from being reached as to who fired the shot. R. Kelly remains on suicide watch after being sentenced to 30 years in prison for sexually abusing young girls. But federal prosecutors in Brooklyn are pushing back on the R&B singer's claims that it's being used as a form of punishment. They said that Kelly remains on suicide watch for his own safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Speaking with Carol Lee Mitchell. She's a small business expert. Her background is incredible. She's the head of small business specialty and consumer vehicle lending. Listen to this: strategy lending, strategic efforts designed to grow the enterprise business at large, and is responsible for strategic, I love this, all the things that she does, strategic planning, client experience, she's busy, process designing, analytics, and technology, as well as strategic partnerships. This is Bank of America's small business, and think about where we all are with small businesses, and I've talked about this so much with what we're seeing with the supply chain and the disruptions and all of that, and a lot of small business owners are talking about rising inflation and those disruptions and the impact on their businesses that's leading to some changes in the operation side, especially increasing prices, sourcing new suppliers, all that stuff goes into this. So, Carol, that's a long introduction, but what a job you have. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Delighted to be here.
So let's first of all talk about the concerns. Let's talk about inflation. Let's talk about supply chain disruptions and labor shortages. How is that hitting small business owners?
So great question. I think, you know, we've been running the Small Business Owner Report for 10 years now. And in this last report, 88% of our small business owners are telling us that inflation is absolutely impacting their business. you know, this is something that many people think that only impacts large corporations and large companies, but in fact, hitting our small business owners. You know, 41% of them are telling us that labor shortage is also impacting their business. And, you know, because of all of these challenges, supply chain, et cetera, 68% of our small business owners are stating have had to indeed, you know, raise prices in order to remain open and drive business forward.
Yeah, we're hearing all these new terms, like even in when we talk about consumers and products in stores, or they have this new thing called, what is it, shrinkflation, about the size of the chips and whatnot. But so what does the report tell us about the resilience of small business owners? Because I frankly think that we're a resilient bunch. What do you think?
I think we're absolutely a resilient bunch. And small business, this is what I love about small business owners. And so even though we see small business owners telling us that, yes, optimism as it relates to the macro, larger national, you know, economic environment may be dropping, dropping down to 31% versus 50. The other side of it is our small business owners are telling us, in fact, 64% of them expect their revenue to increase over the next 12 months, right? And that's up from 60% last year. And so what we're hearing is, yeah, the state of the national environment is kind of concerning. I'm watching it. But on a day-to-day basis, I'm expecting my business to grow. I'm expecting my revenue to grow because the demand has not gone away. And I've been able to pivot as a small business owner from one challenge to the next. And in fact, I think that post-pandemic, right, if you can get through the pandemic, you can kind of get through pretty much anything. And I think that small business owners feel that. They feel like they've got the solutions and the tools and the levers to drive forward if they need to. And I think that's what's contributing to kind of this unique situation where confidence may be a little bit lower at the national level, but sales locally, thinking that it's going to still drive and grow.
Yeah, talking about tools and levers, what new or emerging technologies and solutions are probably what you see as the most important to small business owners right now?
So the one thing that we've seen, an acceleration of digital solutions has been phenomenal for small business owners. And that, you know, that is really the ability to kind of drive sales online through your mobile phone and be able to accept payments. And so this idea of technology driving the always on strategy for small business owners has been tremendous. And so, you know, many of our small business clients tell us, and, you know, 41% or more say they have a digital first strategy, and that enables them to, again, pivot in a way in an environment that's different these days. And so that's been really great news. And I think with that, it gives them, again, more control, more sort of ability to kind of, you know, take their own sort of future into their own hands.
Yeah. So for you specifically, I mean, obviously, I said at the top what I think are so many interesting aspects of your job and what you look at with strategic planning and the client experience, process design, and all of that. So you're right in the thick of it, Carol, obviously. How are financial institutions like Bank of America addressing some of what these hardships were or are for some still trying to pull themselves up related to the economic uncertainty?
Great question. So we've had to also provide more tools online, our digital best-in-class tools for small business clients. So, you know, one of the things that we've seen is a growth in consumers wanting to start their own business. So we actually started the Start a Business Center guide online that walks, you know, your listeners through step-by-step on how to start a new business. Information on cash flow and connected apps, the cash flow monitor. We have a tool that provides business owners with a complete view of their business cash flow, flexible options to move money. So, you know, being able to deposit mobile checks as well as move money through Zelle, these are all new solutions and tools that we have developed and driven for clients that need it, as well a business credit score that just sort of demonstrates the fact that, you know, I'm resilient, I've remained open, and there's now a business credit score that can complement information as it relates to that small business owner.
Wow, all good stuff. Carol Lee Mitchell, Head of Strategy for Small Business, Specialty and Consumer Vehicle Lending at Bank of America. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, a couple of minutes left in this segment, and we talk about the Supreme Court, it seems, in the because there's so much going on as they're wrapping up this term. We have, in the past 2 weeks, talked about many things that have come down the pike from the Supreme Court. So there was another moment. It was a 5-4 decision. The migrant protection protocols, they call it Remain in Mexico. That's the Remain in Mexico policy, repealed by the Trump administration. They were repealed by the Trump administration. This is a 5-4 decision by the Supreme Court overturning an earlier decision by a lower court. So as a result, immigrants who want to enter the United States were forced to wait for hearings. The policy was implemented by the Trump administration to prevent the release of illegals into the country. The question was whether a federal law requiring the detention of these illegal crossers had been broken by the Department of Homeland Security's suspension and then terminated the policy. So a federal court had, remember, earlier barred the administration, the Biden administration, from repealing the policy. Now it goes in the opposite direction. So with a 5-4 decision, that doesn't have to happen now. There is no Remain in Mexico. It is, remember how controversial that was for the Biden administration, where they were showing kids that were being turned away and all of that, and then you had Harris, the VP, having to walk back something she said about just don't come over, because there was confusion about, well, can we come over, or are we not, what's happening? Is it like a free-for-all? And it is now no having to go through this hearing process, meaning you don't have to wait for that. You can come over. You're not going to be stopped. And when you come over, it's just a question of you can go to wherever it is you're going to go. And then I guess if you come back for the hearing and all of that, that's what the theory is. But the problem is that they're overwhelmed. So this is not good, because the idea is, how do you, and I said this so many times, this could have been dealt with decades in the 80s, and it was being dealt with, but then immediately got shot down. And so we just have seen this problem get worse and worse and worse, and little niggly laws that don't make sense get manipulated in different ways. And then it is horrifying, some of what happens at the border. And the reason is because it's not clear. It's not clear. And then you have the smuggling that we had, the worst case ever, which we know everybody's talking about. It's despicable what happened there. So you have dead people you can't even identify in this truck outside of San Antonio because they have no identification. Imagine how long that's going to take. Nobody wants to see that happen. So there's going to be more of the same and more of the push to just continue to do what has been happening for decades at some of these border crossings that are crushing those communities. And it is sad to not have a streamlined policy that makes sense. So there we are. There you go again. When you think about getting an Uber, I wonder if this will make people think twice, or if they'll even pay attention to this. So the pandemic did hurt ridership because people weren't going anywhere. But Uber recorded 141 reports of rape on their platform in the United States. It was a 78-page report, so it covered 2019 and 2020. The second ever Uber has released regarding safety incidents. In the report, they said they got 3,824 reports of the five most severe categories of sexual assault, which ranged from non-consensual kissing of a non-sexual body part, that's how they break it down, to non-consensual sexual penetration or rape. Awful. Terrible. So the number of trips in the U.S. over the two-year period has fallen from 1 billion down from 2.3 billion. Does it make you think twice about, do I really want to take an Uber? Just thinking out loud.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Girl's dream. I'm telling you, Lamar and Jason are here to talk about beef. Oh, summertime, it's my favorite. And who are they? Lamar Moore, of course, is a celebrity chef from Chicago. You've probably seen him maybe Chopped, maybe Beat Bobby Flay. I'm going to gig Bobby about that. And he also won Food Network's Vegas Prize Fight competition. He has an incredible resume. And then we have Jason Jerome with us. He's the Senior Executive Director of Supply Chain for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Ooh, boy, wouldn't I like to have lunch with him? Both of them, actually. And so we're going to do that right now. I'm going to really take you right there as we talk about beef and summer and what you can do with your food budget and all kinds of good things. Guys, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so let's start with you, Jason. What are your best tips for maximizing the food budget? People are complaining about that. So what can we do this summer?
For sure, times are tough, but, you know, exciting topic to talk about on the first official day of summer.
So there's a number of different options. And so we'll look at one here with, you know, whether you're looking to buy for a large group or you're just looking for different options for your kind of family's weekday dinners, you can do something like buy in bulk or buy a whole piece of meat and then cut that beef down at home. So I know that seems daunting and it sounds like a big upfront investment, and it is, but you're going to be saving up to $2 a pound by buying that beef whole and then cutting that down at home. So if we think of something like a whole strip loin, on average those weigh about 15 pounds. So you're looking at saving $30 overall by buying that whole, and I think anybody would love $30 right about now.
No kidding. Just so you know, I just texted my husband right in the middle of this and said, we're buying bulk.
Good. We're making strides. You know, it's also super important to look at these circulars and ads that come in your newspaper or your mail or even your email. You can compare costs online. And then also don't forget that most retailers offer sales on a lot of these steaks, like a strip steak, around big summer holidays like the 4th of July or Labor Day.
Nice. All right, so Chef Lamar, you're in front of some juicy beef. I'm just painting the picture for everybody. I mean, oh my gosh, I would be the most popular person in my development if I had what you have in front of you. And you're an incredible chef. So what are you making? What can we make with what you have?
So we've taken that strip and we've broken it down in three different spaces or spots. And the first recipe is a strip filet with a collard green chimichurri. You know, I had to go back to my southern roots on that one. Next, I enjoy bourbon. So there is a New York strip with a bourbon peppercorn sauce. And then we've taken in pieces and we've made Moroccan spiced beef skewers with a curry aioli.
Yum. Ooh, that all sounds good. So along those same lines, what can we do for grilling? I just moved and the grill was the one thing we definitely, we have an egg, one of those green eggs. And so I wanted to make sure that we got that. What are some tips for grilling?
Oh, beautiful. Green eggs, one of my favorites as well. I think first and foremost is making sure that grill is nice and hot. So you know, you have it at a perfect temperature for what you're cooking. Second is making sure, you know, you pull those steaks about, you know, 45 minutes before you're getting ready to cook. What that does is allows the muscle to rest a little bit and so that, the juices are evenly distributed when you're cooking. Making sure you have the right utensils. So, you know, if you're using a fork to turn or the large, barbecue forks, having tongs, having towels, which is huge because, especially if you're using a big green egg, I think it's really, really hot. And having the appropriate seasonings. I like to use butter because I just think butter is better. I always recommend doing like a butter and oil mix, so you can take grapeseed oil, unsalted butter, and then brushing the steaks on both sides, and then a little bit of salt and pepper, and then throwing them on a grill. And when I'm grilling, I'm also, if you think of a clock, you're at, you know, 10 and 2. And so once I'm throwing the steaks on a grill, I allow it to sit for about 5 minutes at 10, and then I turn slightly to 2 o'clock. And what it does, gives me a nice even mark on there, and it allows a really, really good sear as well. And another thing too, you can do, you look at some of the seasonings, you can add a little bit of sugar to your salt and pepper mixture. And what that does, it allows a little caramelization on the outside. I mean, I don't know if you're like myself, I want a really good char on the outside and medium rare in the middle. And then once I'm done cooking that steak to my appropriate temperature, I'm allowing the steak to rest. And what that does, again, allows the juices to redistribute inside of the meat. It allows, you know, extra moisture and get that great unctuous flavor that you've just kind of punctured into your steaks when you're cooking.
Love it. Lamar, such great tips. Absolutely. And Jason, send us home. What's the best way to store all that bulk beef? How do you store beef in the summer?
Yeah, super important to talk about food safety when you're talking about buying in bulk. And so, you know, if you plan to use the beef in the next day, it's okay to go ahead and put that in the fridge. But when you are buying bulk or buying something whole, you're more than likely going to have some portions that you need to store for later. And so when you're buying in bulk, my thought is the best practice is to go ahead and cut that whole piece the day you get it. And I recommend cutting several different options and packaging those and storing them by serving size. So that way meal prep is super easy when you need to take those out. And so if you're going to use that beef in the next 1 to 3 days after you've cut it, totally fine to go ahead and put that in the refrigerator. However, anything longer than that, you're going to want to make sure you put that in the freezer. And so very important if you're going to pack in the freezer to get as much air as possible out of that. If you're putting it in a Ziploc bag, for example, you want to get as much air as possible. If you have a vacuum sealer at home, that's obviously a great way to do it. But if not, you can definitely get the majority of the air out of that bag. Write the date on that bag because you don't want it to stay in the freezer too long. And then just throw it in the freezer so the next time you're ready to grill up some steaks, you've got it handy.
Awesome. Where can we go for more info?
So for more recipes like Chef Lamar discussed, or for tips and tricks on how to cut beef at home, you can go to beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Love it. Lamar and Jason, thanks. This was awesome. Appreciate it.
Thank you
so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so a couple of moments left in this first hour of the show. It is one of the things, boy, I love about the summer is grilling. Ooh, I know a lot of you guys out there are the griller types, right? You know, when you're walking through your hood, just wherever you live, your community, and it's like the weekend, and you're you know this, and you're starving, and you start smelling the grills. You know, you know people are grilling something good, and you can smell it over the fence. Oh, so there's some good tips about some of what you can do, especially with beef. Nothing like a good steak on the grill. That's my favorite. When it's done right, that's the key. When it's done right, in any way, and however it's cooked. I mean, whether it's on a grill or you know, whether it's just in a pan. That's how my mother used to make steaks. She used to put she'd get good cuts of filet mignon, and put butter in the pan, and that was it. Just like they're talking about, just butter, boom, just the basics, and it tasted so. It was the way she cooked it. It tasted so good. And I was just reading something the other day about the you know, that you don't have to limit it. So you've got your meat. You do the meat like everything they talked about, and then you look at like vegetables, and then you throw those vegetables over there. But the key with that then is the same thing, is that you know what's going on with every your meat, and it's covered, and then with the vegetables you just got to be on top of it. So even lettuce, like you just char up that romaine a little bit, and it's like it's perfect. It's like a wedge salad, right? You throw a little blue cheese on that and some bacon, and phew, you got it going on, or whatever it is, however you make it. It's just so good, right? So good. And I was watching, I've been watching this, as to what's going on with Twitter and the Twittersphere and Elon Musk. You know, it just seemed like, it didn't seem like it was a done deal. Like, oh, Elon Musk, that's it, man. Twitter, boom, he's got it. And then it looks like he's backing out. And now it just becomes official that the board has recommended unanimously that shareholders approve the $44 billion sale of the company to Tesla's CEO Elon Musk, because they got to do that regulatory filing stuff with the Securities and Exchange Commission. And so I guess Musk reiterated his desire to move forward, because remember the other week he was talking about not wanting to move forward, but he had a virtual meeting with Twitter employees, and even though shares of Twitter are far below his offering price, and it looked like there was going to be some kind of a doubt that it would happen, now it's looking better. It's looking that some of those unresolved matters have been resolved. Ugh, problems for billionaires. Can you imagine if you had those problems? Twitter, should I buy Twitter or not? Ooh, will the board approve it? Ooh, what am I going to do with Twitter in the future? What's that going to look like, that social media behemoth? If only, right? Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show, this hour anyway. Remember to make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818 865-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.